What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
My name's Cassie and I'm 10 years old and I'm from Annapolis, Maryland. Why did a flower not ride its bike?
Okay.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Oh, man. Welcome to Kid Jokes, everybody. It's our Wednesday thing that we do on the show. And we could use your kids' assistance with this segment. And a few more weeks of this, man. A few more weeks, you guys are going to be gone for the summer. We're going to miss you terribly. So
this is
your time to participate. Jess, what is Kid Jokes?
It's when your kids become the star of our show. And they tell us their best and funniest kid joke. And then we do our best to try and solve them. But even though it was intended to be an easy segment of the show, it's actually turned into the most, I think, stressful one.
Right. We created this because we're like, we need something like easy midweek thing to do. It's like cute. It's easy. It's not. It's no. Hard and it's stressful.
Yes.
It just adds a lot of pressure to our midweek, but it's okay. So what we say is if you are a funny kid, or maybe you've got a funny kid in your car right now, especially like we say, like school's about to be over. Maybe you guys have been listening to this all school year. Like, why don't you encourage your kid to be a part of this? Call our Kid Joke hotline. 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. Call it, leave that funny joke on our voicemail, and then we, as very educated adults, we're going to try to solve that kid joke. But I'm telling you, like do this along with us. It's hard. These are really hard jokes. Cassie, again, it's what?
Why did a flower not ride its bike?
Oh, that's it's petals. The petals were gone. The petals fell off.
It's a sad joke.
Right?
Because it's petals. But flowers have petals.
Yeah, but obviously didn't ride its bike because happened to the petals. Happened. Like maybe they like.
Is it a sad petals joke? Is it something with a sad?
They fell off.
It fell off.
It's because it lost its petals.
Because it lost its petals.
But why?
I'm sad.
I have so many questions about this one. What happened to the petals?
Someone picked them off. Obviously.
Oh my God.
No.
Sounds so rough.
What are you talking about?
He loves me. As I'm getting older, it sounds so mean now.
What are you talking about?
855 kid joke. Like, poor flower.
I would rather do that than a magic 8-ball any day.
Why?
Because magic 8-balls freak me out.
That's of the devil. We can't do that anymore. Call us. Tell us your joke. We try to solve it.
Hi, my name is Kate. I am 9 years old. I'm calling from Baltimore City. And my kid joke is, why did the bear marry the bee?
Why did the bear marry the bee?
For some reason, I want to say honey because it's just making me think of like Pooh Bear.
Yes, honey.
Because it was his honey. Because he wanted the honey.
That was his honey.
So the bee can give the bear his honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was a practical joke.
Exactly.
It was a relationship of convenience.
It was a love story.
855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm 11 years old. And my joke is, why didn't a teddy bear want to eat his dessert?
Because
he was stuffed.
Damn, we're killing it this week. Stuffed. because he was stuffed. He ate all of his dinner. He was stuffed. So I was thinking at first, like, too sweet, but like, no, stuff makes sense because he was stuffed. He is stuffed.
Because it was stuffed.
Because he was stuffed. Because he was stuffed.
Good job,
he
ate Ava.
His dinner. He was good. Yes, we love it. 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm Chloe and Gavin. I'm 10 and Gavin's 8. Nine, sorry. We have a riddle for you guys.
No.
Mary's mom had 4 children. April, May, June. Okay. What's the last child's name?
Oh, God, I hate a riddle.
July.
April, May, June. But they're never as easy as you think. That's a problem.
April, May,
it's never
June,
as easy
July.
As you think.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like...
She could be March.
It was Stephanie because...
Like instead of before April.
Oh.
Like instead of... I'm going with July. I am.
It was Stephanie because that was her great-grandmother's name. Like, oh, dang it, man. Y'all got it. Okay. April, May, June. What was the third... Okay. What was the last kid's name? Wait.
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is... I really need to know the answer to this. There's no way that we don't have it.
Wait. What? You didn't even tell us the last kid's name?
They didn't finish it?
No.
Wait, is that on us or is that on them?
No, that's on them.
No! Okay, wait, I'm actually pissed. There's never been ever a time that I literally needed to know the ending and this is it and you're telling me that we don't have it?
We don't. You're not going to leave us.
Gavin, where's Gavin? Call now.
What? No. No. Stop the show. Stop the show. You will get no more quality entertainment out of us today.
I'm actually kind of bummed.
You will get no more free quality radio entertainment out of us if y'all gonna mess with a show like this, because Jess and I will sit here and we will stew over this until we get the answer. This is nonsense. You're not gonna mess with the integrity of kid jokes like this. No, we're not.
Also, can this be a rule? Like, you can't do the riddles and not finish the riddle. That's kind of messed up.
Like, Jess and I, we're not built this way. We're not built to not know the answer. It's just not fair. Stacy and Olney, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Do you know the answer to this riddle? Because we can't move on.
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell us the whole entire riddle then? Like, do it, do the whole thing, and we're going to try to guess it.
Okay.
All right.
Mary's mom has 4 children. Their names are April, May, June, and...
Okay, so Jess... Oh, do you have it now? Because I was going to go... I
thought it was July, but it's not, is it?
Okay.
It's what?
What is it, Stacey?
Just give it to us.
It's Mary, because Mary's mom has 4 kids.
Oh, damn it.
There it is.
I didn't hear it in the beginning. I just assumed it was like another month name, but obviously Mary's mom, it's Mary.
There it is. That's so good. That's so good. You know what?
And I'm still upset with Chloe and Gavin, though.
I would
love
to give Chloe and Gavin their credit for that, but we just couldn't.
No credit. No credit.
We couldn't give it to them.
No credit.
Listen, Stacey. I don't want to shame children on the radio. That seems cruel.
I'm not shaming, but like they abandoned us. It's kind of mean.
Yeah, it feels mean. Thank you so much, Stacey, for clearing that up. We really needed that today.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.
You too.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really. Once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.